Hi guys, it's Shanalei from Selling the City the Hawaiian Way. I hope you guys are ready for your New York City luxury market report on all contract sign activity that happened this past week. And just in case you're new here, these are for all price points above the $4 million mark. So there were 22 contracts signed, which was three fewer than the previous week. Condos still outsold co-ops from 15 to 6, and there was one townhouse in the mix. So townhouse activity definitely decreased this past week, and co-op activity decreased from the previous week as well. Condos still remain the dominating force. When we look at this total sales volume, we had $162 million in transactions with an average asking price of $7,363,636 and a median asking price of $6,020,000. The average discount from original ask to last asking price was 7%, with the average day on market being 527 days. So the number one contract was a penthouse. It was a penthouse duplex at 111 West 56th Street, asking $16,950. Now, one of the things that I found to be very interesting that the number one contract came from this building is because of the fact that this building doesn't have consistency in terms of overall pricing. That was a massive outlier in terms of the pricing for this particular unit compared to all the other units. There's one bedrooms available in this building, and most of the time when you have these high-rise buildings, you don't have affordable units in the building, meaning like if luxury starts at 4 million and above and you have a 16 million or $20 million home that was sold in the building, it's not super common for that mix to also have or also include rather of one bedrooms or two bedrooms. But in this building, there are one bedrooms for, you know, 1.9 million and I believe two bedrooms that start at 2.395 million. So just in case you are looking for something that is in the Midtown area on 56th Street, very close to Billionaire's Row, and you are looking for something that is a little bit more flexible in terms of overall pricing, this is a good building to check out. So make sure you go and look at it on StreetEasy. Another thing is the number two contract was the 11th floor of 1045 Madison Avenue, and this was asking $15.5 million. The condo was half of a duplex that was purchased in two separate floors, the 10th and 11th, for $27,950 in March of 2022. So this is a new development building located on the Upper East Side, 79th Street and Madison. Unfortunately, there isn't any more units in the building, so don't get too excited when you do see this very quintessential, super classic Upper East Side home. But this home was six bedrooms, five and a half bathrooms, and majority of the rooms facing Madison Avenue. So that was a very impressive unit. Another thing that we want to go ahead and we want to take a look at is where everything came from. So co-ops, there were six total transactions, two on the east side, two in Midtown, two downtown, with an average ask of $6.806 million. Condos, there were 15 total, with four on the east side, five on the west side, two in Midtown, and four downtown. The average asking price was $7.544 million, with the average price per square foot being $2,762 and the average size being $2,732. There was one townhouse in the mix, and of course that was downtown, with the average asking of 7.995 and 1729 square feet, with the average size of 4624, and a total of 22 transactions that happened in this past week. I love the fact that we're still seeing everything kind of move in the market. You know, everybody is still prepping their sellers. We should see a lot more inventory come on the market, but again, we're still playing catch up from COVID. So overall, we have just such a limited inventory. So if you are a seller and you are thinking about selling and you already know where it is that you're gonna move to, I would highly recommend that you start prepping your home and getting ready to put it on the market. If you need a consultation or you need any advice, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help to guide you in every way possible. And if you are looking at purchasing, I can't even tell you how many emails I have gotten from brokers sending out ISOs, which is basically called in search ofs. And that has been anywhere between the $6 million mark and the $15 million mark. And everybody within that price point is looking to snatch up property. And so if you are a seller within that price point, I highly recommend you think about selling, because our limited inventory that we currently have right now puts you in a very powerful predicament, because of the fact that there just isn't that much inventory on the market. And if you have something, as I mentioned previously, that is renovated, you are definitely going to get a lot more attention and a lot more traction than some others that aren't renovated, and that will result in a higher overall price that you're going to get for your property. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found this helpful, and until next time, mahalo.